朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
好，弟兄姊妹请再次起立，我们一起来共读圣经，主的话语。
Sisters, please stand with read God's word.
我们先读中文，然后再读英文。
Would you read Chinese first and then English?
请，申命记三章二十八节，你却要嘱咐约书亚，勉励他，使他胆壮，因为他必在这百姓前面过去，使他们承受你所要观看之地。Now, let's read in English. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 28. But command Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see. Please be seated.
请坐。
愿神祝福每一位共读他话语的人。
May God bless all the people that read his word.
今天我们要一同来思想圣经当中的一对师徒。
Today we are going to think about a teacher and a student in the Bible.
我们知道就是摩西和约书亚。
And they are Moses and Joshua.
我们教会今天的主题是代代相传。
The theme of this church this year is
make disciples through generations.
Make disciples through generations.
那我们教会的使命都有哪五条呢？
Then what's our missions for CCMC?
我们再一次来复习一下。
Let's review.
去年我们教会的主题是什么？
What's our theme for last year?
领人归主。
Bring people to the Lord.
那么我们在前一年我们教会的主题有弟兄姊妹记得吗？
The year before, what's our theme? Anyone remember?
这我们凯瑞堂应该记得的。
People in Carrie should remember.
建立教会。
Build up the church.
因为我们是职堂开始的第一个整年。
Because that's the first year we build, we establish our church.
好，我们教会明年的主题有人知道是什么吗？
What's our theme for the next year?
持守圣经。
Exalt and abide the Bible.
那么最后一条但是不是最不重要的一条。
The last but not the least.
就是荣耀基督。
Glorify Christ.
那我们一月份呢就有这么一个小小的这样一个 mini sermon series, 这个小小的正道系列。
But generally we have a mini sermon series.
上个礼拜一月一号我们有曹弟兄来传讲这个代代相传的信息。
Last week, January 1st, Brother Cao, preached on make disciples through generations.
我们知道保罗给提摩太的这样一个嘱咐，保罗和提摩太的这样一个亦师亦友的关系。
We know that Paul and Timothy, they are teacher and disciples, but they are also friends.
是在教会当中做门徒训练代代相传的一个典范。
It's a good example in the church for making disciples through generations.
圣经当中还有很多其他美好的例子。
There are many more good examples in the Bible.
我们今天要看摩西和约书亚。
Today we're going to look at Moses and Joshua.
那么后面我们还会看约拿丹、大卫、主耶稣门徒、保罗和巴拿巴等。
Later on, we are going to look at Jonathan and David, Jesus and disciples, and Barnabas and Paul.
求神引导我们。
May God lead us.
从属灵伟人的身上面学到。
From the great faithful people we learn.
让我们能够在这一年当中。
That in this year.
真的是好好的思想如何来代代相传。
We can really think about how do we make disciples through generations.
那在这里也和弟兄姊妹分享一个互勉。
I want to also encourage each other by sharing you this.
我们知道教会有人说就是一所学校。
We know that some people say church is like a school.
那么在教会当中呢，有老师，有学生。
In the church, we have teachers, we have students.
我们知道实际上门徒这个词本来指的就是学生。
We know that the word disciple meant,students.
那么好，我们在教会当中，每一位会友，每一位基督徒，我们都是主的门徒。
So, in the church, every member, every Christian are disciples of Christ.
我们也要学习来领其他人做主的门徒。
We also want to learn to lead others to be disciples of Christ.
那我们这样一个勉励是什么呢？
Then what's the encouragement?
就是在教会里面，您不管是参加主日学。
That is in church, no matter whether you joined a Sunday school,
团契小组
or fellowship group,
我们其他的培训
or other, trainings,
啊，是三福也好，我们的 iTeam, 课程等等
either, EE or other iTeam,
或者是您参与某一项的事工的这个服事
or you just join and, serving in any, ministry.
在所有的这些参与当中，实际上我们都有这样一个传承。
In every service you are doing is making disciples in through generations.
愿我们每一位弟兄姊妹
I hope every one of us
不是做老师就是做学生。
If we are not teachers, we are students.
好，那我们首先来一起思想这个摩西和约书亚的这样一个传承的关系。
Let's think about Moses and Joshua. They are making disciples of through generations.
那圣经当中第一次提到约书亚。
In the Bible, the first time mentioned Joshua.
啊，是在什么地方呢？在出埃及记这个二十七章，十七章。
It's in Exodus chapter 17.
啊，那这个时候就记载摩西已经带领以色列人出了迦南地，过了红海。
It recorded that Moses already led Israelites past the Red Sea.
过了马拉以林等等。
Past 马拉以林。
啊，那么就来到了一个地方。
They came to a place.
这个地方叫做利非定。
This place is called Rephidim.
啊，那有一个很强大的民族，他们与以色列人为敌。
There's a very big great people that is against Israelites.
他们是亚玛利人。
And they are Amalek.
那他们 Amalek 这些 Amalek 他们就来攻击神的子民。
And Amalek they came to attack Israelites.
那么这时候第九节就摩西就对约书亚说了。
And in verse 9, Moses said to Joshua.
啊，这是我们知道以色列人出埃及过红海走旷野有42战，这大家听过吧？
We know that when Moses lead Israelite out past the Red Sea, they have 42 fights, big fights.
那在整个这个过程当中，后面我们会和大家看，这个约书亚实际上是常常在其中的。
And we'll see later that Joshua is always in those fights.
那这是约书亚第一次出现。
But this is the first time that Joshua showed up.
那我请问大家，约书亚这个名字本来是什么？有人知道吗
？Let me ask you, what does Joshua the name means?
是什么意思啊？哎，对了，是神拯救，感谢赞美主。
Yes, it means God saves.
啊，是神来要来拯救他的子民。
God want to save His people.
那我们在后面再继续讲的时候，还要再和弟兄姊妹分享一点，在新约当中有一个人的名字。就和约书亚 Joshua 这个名字几乎是完全一样的。
Later on, we'll see that another name in New Testament it actually meant the same thing as Joshua.
叫什么
？What is it?
耶稣，对吧
？Yeah, Jesus.
啊，就是耶稣啊，神拯救。
Jesus means God saves.
那神通过摩西拯救他的子民。
God save His people through Moses.
你知道以色列原来在埃及为奴400年啊。
You know, Israelite was slaves in Egypt for 400 years.
受了许许多多的苦。
They suffer so much.
现在他们的呼声达到神的面前。
But they are crying, reach out to God.
神拣选摩西说把我的子民领出来。
God chose Moses to lead them out.
那么这段路容不容易走？
Is it an easy way to go.
这以色列人容不容易领？
Is it easy to lead the Israelites?
他们愿不愿意专心的跟随神？
Are they willingly follow God?
不愿意跟随神。
No, they are not willing.
神一路的给他们行了许许多多的神迹。
God, did so many miracles on the whole trip.
那这里就给我们看到一个很大的神迹。
And here we see a very great, miracle.
神让约书亚来带队。
God led Joshua led the, team.
来带领以色列人跟亚玛力人征战。
Led the Israelites fight against Amalek.
但是打的这一场的这个战斗呢？
But this fight
是历史上最奇怪的一场战斗之一。
But this is one of the most strange war in the history.
为什么这么讲？
Why?
约书亚和以色列人这些精兵在底下到底怎么打？
Joshua and his Israelite soldiers, how did they fight?
都不起决定作用。
How did they fight? Doesn't make any difference.
那这个约书亚他的导师就是摩西。
Joshua's teacher is Moses.
摩西跟约书亚说了，说我拿着神的杖，我要站在山顶上。
Moses told Joshua, I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
你看第十一节，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时吹手，亚玛力人就得胜。
Verse 11 say, and so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
哦，原来。跟底下这些人怎么打没有关系的。
So it doesn't matter how the Israelites fight.
你们打得再努力，上面只要摩西这手一落下来，就是败仗。
Even if they fight so courageously, but when Moses' hands is down, they lost.
哪有这样的仗的呀？
Is there any war like that you heard?
哦，请问大家，如果你是约书亚，你愿不愿意去带这个兵？
Let me ask you, if you are Joshua, would you lead this fight?
那如果你是亚玛力人，你要怎么做？
If you are Amalek, what would you do?
好，我们先给大家来看一看这个地图。
Let me show you the map.
那摩西所在的那个山，这个山叫到底叫什么名字呢
？What's the mountain that Moses is on?
因为利非定是一片的这个平原呢、山谷里面。
Rephidim is a valley.
那这个山呢，以前有人说是西乃山，实际上不是西乃山。
Some people say it's Mount Sinai, but it's not.
叫做可能叫做舍报山啊，这个山的名字，这个大家都很多人都不知道。
It's called 舍报山
啊，这个没有关系啊。但是呢，在图上面就是远远的最远的那个地方啊，背景当中那个高高的山。
It's the one and on the far back in the background.
也就是说摩西在那么老远的山上，然后看着这一片的全平原，他们在那里打仗。
So Moses is looking.At the back, very far away, and watching Israelites fighting.
那今天这个利非定呢，底下大家看呢，长了郁郁葱葱的很多的，这是很多的棕树。这个地方就是今天的利非定。
So if you look at the map, there's so many palm trees. That's today's Rephidim.
所以今天呢，这个利非定又有一个名称叫做西乃之珠，整个这个西乃平原旷野那一带的一个。明珠。
So, Rephidim is called the pearl of Sinai. So it's the best place around that area.
好，那这个词在希伯来文当中还有一个意思，很有意思，叫做支持的东西，支持物。
The word Rephidim actually means support.
那我们就继续来看，这个在这个山上在打仗啊，那摩西手就一直举着，对不对？拿着神的杖就这么一直举着。
So when they're fighting, Moses always held his hand up.
那举着举着呢？这个手你想还拿着一个很长的一个杖啊，他很累的呀，这手就开始发沉。
He's holding a rod, so after a while, he feels tired. His hand is tired.
那这个下垂的手、发酸的手啊，这个得举起来呀。
But his hand is tired. He still had to hold it up.
那这个陪伴他的亚伦霍尔就有办法了。
So people with him have.Way to do it.
那怎么样呢？就搬了一块石头来放在他底下，就是你坐在这儿。
They move a rock, let Moses sit down.
然后呢，亚伦霍尔就站在两边，就扶着他的手，帮着他来举。
And Aaron and Hur hold Moses' hand, hold it up for Moses.
所以他的手就一直稳稳的举着，一直到日落。
So his hand always held up and until the sun is down.
好，所以最后这场仗打赢了，到底是谁打赢的？
So the Israelites won the war. Who fought? Who won the war?
是不是约书亚打赢的？
Is Joshua won the war?
是不是摩西打赢的？
Is Moses won the war?
是不是亚伦和霍尔打赢的？
Or is it Aaron and Hur?
那有一个解经呢，是这样说。
One Bible expositor says.
说你看他们有搬一块石头来。
They move a stone.
那这个石头呢，基督就是我们救恩的磐石，对不对？
And we know that Jesus is the rock of our salvation.
啊，那所以呢，搬一块磐石来，然后让摩西坐在磐石上，就象征着基督。
So when they move the rock and let Moses sit on it, that symbolizes that Jesus is there.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意，这是一个很出于好意的解经，但是这样的灵异解经，我们要很小心。
It's a good intention in explaining the Bible that way, but we need to be careful when we spiritualize the Bible.
如果要是圣经当中没有讲的话，我们自己这种灵异解经的发挥，似乎好像看着有道理，但是你没有根据啊。
Even though it looks makes sense, but if the Bible doesn't say it, we should not spiritualize the explanation of the Bible verse.
你把耶稣搬来，然后让摩西坐在底下，这个感觉好像有点怪怪的。
You move the rock, which is symbolized Jesus, and let Moses sit on it. It's kind of strange.
好，但是我请问大家，在这里面有没有神？
But let me ask you, is there God in there?
啊，我们中国人有句话叫做一个篱笆三个桩，对不对？一个好汉什么三个帮啊，这里。
Okay, so in Chinese idiom it says, a fence with three stakes, a hero with three games.
Yeah. 那所以这一段的这个故事，打仗的故事，最重要的还不是讲说你前方打我后方支持，然后我们大家一起来精诚合作我们就打赢，不是这个。
So, in this story in the fighting the war, it's not,in the front line, people are fighting and we are supporting at the back. It's not this.
最重要的是告诉我们，我们人都软弱，一定要靠谁来征战？神来征战。
The main theme of this story is that people are weak. We can only depend on God to fight for us.
你来看第十四节。
We look at verse 14.
耶和华对摩西说，
The Lord said to Moses,
上来就是我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了。
It says, I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
然后你要将这话写在书上做纪念。
And then say, you will write this for a memorial in the book.
还有你要念给约书亚听。
And you are going to read it to Joshua.
你看这个摩西和约书亚这样的师徒的相传。
And we see that Moses and Joshua is teacher and student passing down the knowledge.
那就像上个礼拜我们也看到保罗和提摩太这个关系。
Last week we saw the relationship between Paul and Timothy.
摩西是第一代吗？
Is Moses the first generation?
保罗是那个第一代吗？
Is Paul the first generation?
他们都不是那个老祖宗啊。
They are not the ancestral in this story.
一切都是从谁来的？
Everything is come from whom?
都是从神来的，神说我要。
It came from God. God said, I want.
然后你要念给约书亚听，要传给他。
You will read it to Joshua and pass it to him.
所以约书亚打赢了这场胜仗，哇，这个是第一次出场，然后就这么辉煌的胜利。
Joshua won this war. He's the first time he showed up and he won a great victory.
然后过来立功受奖的时候，摩西就跟他说了。
When he came for the reward, Moses told him.
说很棒，你打赢了。
It's very good that you won the war.
下面立刻给他讲一句话，但不是你打赢的。
Then he followed by saying, but it's not you.
也不是我打赢的。
It's not me.
也不是我们在山上哥斯达打赢的。
And it's not all of us that won the war.
是我们的天父，我们的主打赢的。
It's our Heavenly Father, our Lord, that won this war.
就这样要一代一代的把这个信息要传承下去啊。
We need to pass this message through the generations.
写在书上念给他听。
It's written in the book and then read it to them.
今天我们把什么传给我们的下一代？
What do we pass down to our next generation?
我们要把圣经念给我们的下一代来听。
We need to read the Bibles to our next generation.
主的话语是永远不改变的。
God's word will never change.
摩西非常的听神的话。
Moses listened to God's word intently.
这是他宝贵的地方。
That's what is important about Moses.
但是他不听神的话的时候，神也给他管教。
But if he doesn't listen to God, God will teach him.
那摩西在这里立刻就筑了一座坛，然后给这里起名叫耶和华尼西。
So, Moses built an altar and he called this place Jehovah Nissi.
啊，我们知道圣经当中神有很多的辅名 compound names。
We know that in the Bible, God has very many a lot of compound names.
那这里就是一处。
And this is one of the places.
我们都听过耶和华尼西，有弟兄姊妹听过吧
？We all heard Jehovah Nissi.
听得更多一些，可能是耶和华以勒啊，他是我们的供给者。
But we probably hear more about Jehovah.
Jireh.
Jireh.
啊，那么耶和华尼西什么意思呢？就是耶和华是我们的旌旗。
Jehovah Nissi means Jehovah is our banner.
Banner 这个英文已经把它给翻译出来了。那什么叫旌旗？就是战斗的旗帜，举到哪里，队伍就打到哪里，这是得胜的旗帜。
What is banner? It means that whenever the banner goes, the war will be won.
是神使我们的征战得胜。
God help us to win the war.
这是约书亚刚出场。所学的第一个功课。
This is the first lesson that Joshua learned.
也是他所经历的第一个考验。
And this is also his first test.
那么下面呢，就来到了这个西乃的旷野。
Then next they came to the valley of Sinai.
啊，那么以色列人在西乃的旷野停留时间比较长。
Israelites remain at the valley of Sinai for a long time.
那这里也发生了很重要很重要的事情，就是神颁十诫。给摩西给以色列人。
And very important thing happened here is that God gave two tablets to Moses.
那我读这个摩西五经呢，很多时候就这样读过去读过去。
Sometimes we read the first five book of the Bible, we just read it and pass it.
那如果我们不小心的就忽略掉了其中有一个人物。
But sometimes if we don't pay attention, we ignored one very important person.
这个摩西后来他从山上上来下来，对不对？然后把这个十诫讲给以色列人听，然后神又再次呼召说：“你现在上来，我要把这个石板给你。”上山下山有一个人都陪着。
We know that Moses, God called Moses up to the Mount Sinai and gave him the Ten Commandments tablet, and then call him back again. We know that when he go up and come down, there's somebody accompany Moses.
Yes. 其他的以色列的长老都要留在山下。
All the elders of the Israelites remain on the camp.
但是大家注意，约书亚跟着摩西上了神的山。
We have to pay attention that Joshua went up to the mountain with Moses.
那么等到出埃及记32章摩西下山的时候，拿着法碗下山的时候，这个约书亚也跟着下山。
On chapter 32, when Moses got the tablets of the Ten Commandments, Joshua came down with Moses.
神就带摩西，你是就一个你就上来就好了吗？没有。神一定要让摩西带着他的助手和他的学生一起跟着上来。
We would think Moses go up will be fine, but God want Moses' helper assistant Joshua went up with him.
这是对约书亚的一个预备，让他的学习。
This is a preparation for Joshua for him to learn.
那么解经家告诉我们，整个以色列人在西乃旷野停留很长的时间。
We know that expositors told us that the Israelites remained in Mount Sinai Valley for a long time.
他们在西乃旷野学了好多的功课。
They learned a lot of lessons in the valley of Mount Sinai.
所以那块地方又被叫做神的学校。
So that place is also called the School of God.
以色列人在那边听神的话吗？
Do Israelites listen to God, obey God in that place.
学到了什么功课？
What did they learn?
他们自己要怎么样？拜金牛犊啊。
They want to worship the gold calf, golden calf.
摩西在山上与神会面。
Moses met God on the mountain.
领受神的诫命。
He received God's Ten Commandments.
以色列人就在山下就做那些诫命所不许可他们所做的事情。
Israelites at the bottom of the mountain, they did things that the Ten Commandments would not allow them to do.
然后摩西从山下看到这一幕，就去教训他们。
When Moses saw this, he disciplined them.
那在这整个过程当中，约书亚是一个不起眼，但其实又是非常关键的，整个这个神的学校里面最重要的一个学生。
During this whole process, we don't see Joshua, but it is very crucial for this whole process for Joshua.
那么到了出埃及记的第33章。
When we go to Exodus chapter 33,
在这里我们看到摩西他已经心中非常的难过。
We can see that Moses really sad about this thing.
因为当时从山上下来，约书亚跟他说，说好像有打仗的声音啊。
Because when he came down, when Moses came down from the mountain, Joshua said, there's no noises.
这个摩西后面这一节的回答我们没有摆在这里。摩西跟他说这不是打仗的声音。
Moses said, it's not a noises of war.
那是什么声音大家知道
?What was the noises?
以色列人在山下拜金牛犊。
It was worshipping the golden calf of, on the, mount, down the valley of Israelites.
搞这些邪恶混乱的事情。
They are doing things evil in Gaza.
然后发出大的喧哗的声音。
They are making a loud noise.
那么摩西下山以后。
When Moses came down the mountain.
摩西来到会幕当中第33章讲。
Exodus 33, Moses came to the tent.
这个地方有一句话。
Tabernacle.
这句话让人看到感觉特别的温暖。
But there's one verse that warm our heart.
内心当中用我们这个中国网络语言也觉得特别的给我们的力量。
We feel strength from this verse.
耶和华与摩西面对面说话好像人与朋友说话一般。
Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend.
哎呀，如果你是摩西。
If you are Moses.
我们知道带领以色列人，这个男男女女加起来至少200万人。
We know that, when they came out of, Egypt, there are at least 2 million people.
实在是太不容易了。
It's very hard to lead these people.
常常会有很多的这种的这个 frustration, 这种挫败感。
Very often he has, Moses has frustrations.
用今天的话讲实在简直是要抑郁了。
In today's term, he might have a depression.
这队伍不好带呀。
It's very hard to lead this group of people.
这是我们国内的话讲。昨天晚上很晚的时候。
Last night, very late.
我接到一对牧师师母的电话。
I received a phone call from a pastor and his wife.
他们就提到我们共同认识的另外的一位牧者。
They mentioned, another friend that we know who is a pastor.
说为这位牧者多多的祷告。
He said, pray for this pastor.
现在太不容易了。
It's very hard at this time.
教会的牧养也不容易。
It's very hard to shepherd a church.
家庭当中也不容易。
It's very hard in a family.
自己的身体也不容易，他和师母都有病。
They are sick, both the pastor and his wife.
然后国内的父母先后因为新冠刚刚离世。
Their parents, both parents passed away because of COVID-19.
做神工作的人。
People who are doing God's work.
一定要知道绝不是能够靠自己的力量能够做得成的。
Have to know it's not depend on their own strength.
常常来到会幕，来到与神相会的地方。
When we come to the tabernacle to meet with God.
哎，我们的主真好啊。
Our Lord is very good.
这时候神就跟摩西面对面讲话，就像朋友一样。
And God talked to Moses face to face, like talking to his friend.
我们整个这个一月这个讲题啊，我们不单只是讲这个师徒传承，我们叫亦师亦友。
In January, we not only talk about teachers and students, we also talk about you are the teacher and also the friends.
后面我会看到更多，大家也都记得主耶稣曾经对门徒怎么说啊？
And later on, we'll see more. What do you remember Jesus told his disciples?
从今以后，我不称你们为仆人，乃称你们为什么？朋友。
Starting now, I won't call you servants, but I call you friends.
好，那么摩西在会幕当中与神见面，得到神的鼓励的时候，约书亚在哪里？
When Moses was meeting God in the tabernacle, he was encouraged by God. Where is Joshua?
约书亚就守卫在会幕的外面。
Joshua was just outside the tabernacle standing guard.
因为那是神的所在。
Because that's where God is.
然后摩西离开会幕回到营里去，这里有一个记载，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
So when Moses left the tabernacle and went back to camp, only Joshua stayed with Moses.
这是约书亚的一个极其宝贵的学习。
This is a very precious lesson that Joshua learned.
因为会幕是神的所在。
Because tabernacle is where God is.
约书亚愿意在这里来忠心的守卫。
Joshua willing to stay there, guard the tabernacle.
那约书亚对神的忠诚与当时周遭这些以色列百姓悖逆神啊，拜金牛犊，行邪淫啊，不听摩西吩咐，形成非常鲜明的对比。
So Joshua, obeying God is very big contrast to what Israelites was doing. They are disobeying God and worship the golden calf.
啊。有一个好的老师，敬虔老师能够带出来敬虔的学生。
One faithful teacher can lead to a one faithful student.
那么下面我们来继续看约书亚，他有他的教训要学。
Let's see that Joshua has his lessons to learn.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。